Okay.
Welcome back to another episode of Unpacking with Jennifer Sattell. Thank you guys so much for listening, and thank you guys for tuning in to yet another amazing episode with, dun dun dun, as I always say, so thankful that people want to talk to me. And this person I've been bugging to talk for a long time, Judy. Hi, Judy.
Hi.
So with Judy, I know she wanted to do it secretly, I think, in the beginning. And then I think she wanted to see, because she really, honestly, I'm going to say, she wasn't really sure what a podcast was 100%.
True story.
I feel like you've heard of them, but like she didn't. She's like, I don't, you know, she's so busy too. So I think you kind of feel like, do I have to sit and like take time out? But you can just, you know, move and groove and just listen and all of those things. So I think, I don't want to say I won her, but I did win the battle of getting her on here. And I'm so excited. Judy is going to actually talk, guys. It's not just going to be me, but I am going to set it up like I always do of how we met. And she is amazing. And you're going to hear all of the amazing things that she's just so phenomenal. But one of the things was, you know, the universe brings people together in weird times, weird ways, however you want to look at it. I do believe that. And I had relatively just started my business. I would say, you know, within 6 months, maybe. And when I say started it, I was just putting my toe in, just meeting some people and doing smaller jobs. And Judy will explain this part of the story, but she reached out to me. I think she saw something on a mommy Facebook group, which I talk about all the time. That's how I got going, guys. I mean, mommy Facebook groups are a tribe all their own. And if you can get in, it's amazing. And she reached out to me. She lives like 6 minutes away from me, which also, not that I don't love to drive, but I was like, this is amazing. Cause you know, when you have a brand new baby, you're just like, or, you know, a little one, you're just like driving. And I meet Judy and she's amazing. She's so sweet, so warm, overwhelmed.
Yes.
And then you tell the story of how we, what's one of the things we have in common?
Well, we have daughters who are like days apart.
Days apart.
Like,
yes.
I think like 5 days apart.
Seriously. Something.
Yeah. So I did reach out to you. I found you on Facebook through a mommy group recommendation. And I had to search back. I believe we started with the garage.
We did.
I think we wanted to clear out space so we could park two cars in there.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, we had a lot of stuff. So we can talk about this later, but it was the most challenging year of my life and the house was chaos. And
yes, and we're going to talk about that. But what I want to mention is she has the most amazing husband and his name is Greg. And I didn't meet Greg right away. I think it was just me and Judy did like the consultation walkthrough. I can't remember if Greg was there, but I knew once we were doing the garage, because men seem to gravitate to it's their area.
Yes.
I was partnered up with Greg. And you know, Judy was there, but you know, he obviously has a hand, you know, and he has every tool in the world, and we'll definitely dive into that in a minute. But I'm just like, hi, Greg, I'm here to help you get rid of some shit. And he was just like, who's this fool?
But do you know how you won him over? Let me just say real quickly, it was because we had so much stuff in the garage.
Yeah.
And you sold a lot of it for us.
And oh, so, I did.
Do you remember this?
I do.
Like, especially the humidifier. The purifiers.
The air purifiers. You had like four of them or something.
Five.
Yeah.
And I never, there were like five of them.
Yeah.
But in the early.
Oh my God, I forgot about that. Yes.
So in the early days, like you were selling so much stuff, which, you know, I'm going to like make up these numbers, but it was like, I paid you, I think like $500 or something for the garage, but like I made like $2,000.
You remember like, this? Is a win. Yes.
Yeah. And so Greg was like, I'm in. Like, Jennifer, where do you want to put me?
But so, you can move into our extra bedroom.
Right. I mean, it was like,
I forgot about you did have some stuff. And I think, you definitely won him over, because you're like, well, it's kind of paying for her it's making more than paying for her. And it's making our house, you know, start to come together. And I mean, you thought your house was chaos. Your garage was a little crazy. It wasn't the worst, though, but it was so funny because you guys did want to park. I don't think you were parking any cars at the time.
No, I don't think
so. And then we were like, if we can get one. And I'm like, I think we can do both. Like, I remember telling Greg, I think we can do both. If I, you know, I'm pretty confident.
Yeah, I think you're.
And then we just, I mean, we hustled and we did it. I remember her before and after picture of her garage. I still use it to this day because, first of all, it was taken so, like, you took it, I think. It was amazing. Yeah. Like, it didn't have any shed, didn't have any weird stuff. And you see both the cars in the garage and I'm like, this is it. I have Greg for life.
I mean, yeah. I mean, we still park one car inside. We don't do two just because we have two bigger cars now.
Yeah.
But, when we have a third driver, we might park two. We might have to park two. But anyways, that's like a year and a half away. We started with the garage. I also had, like, if you remember this, a lot of leftover construction stuff because we had done a lot of construction. I had a vanity. Do you remember the vanity?
I remember.
We sold the vanity.
I did. God, yeah. I'm good. I forgot about that. This is a long time ago, guys.
The dishes, a lot of my Fiesta wear.
Oh my God. You loved the Fiesta wear. Yeah. And you did it like in pieces.
Years.
She would be like, okay, today I'm ready to get rid of this. And there were some other like not hand me down, but like, you know, heirloom, you know, china and stuff. And then a year later, she'd be like, I think I'm ready to get rid of some more of this Fiesta. I'm like, it's still coming. And then like, what was it like last year? I think there was another bucket, you know, too. And I'm like, this is like a clown car. This shit keeps coming out.
This is what my best friend refers to me coming to my house. She does. She'll say like, this is a clown car. I'll come out with like cups, mugs. Yeah.
It's like, where is it? And it's never messy. It's just, you just pull it out of somewhere. You're like, where was this? I see your house like fairly regularly, you know? But yeah, that was my introduction to them. And Greg his humor is hilarious, but he's dry. Like, it's dry humor. So he'll just say something really funny and then just kind of walk away. And he says it, and yeah. I'm like, that was really funny. And then also him and David, I think, bonded, or they, I think, have a love affair because they like to have, they have all so many tools. Like, Greg has 17,000 of everything because a lot of times we can't find it, and we'll find these again. You have that desk in the kitchen that was kind of the kids' desk and storage, and then he would start throwing like Home Depot bags in there, and they were like, oh, remember when you didn't have 17 drills? Now you do. And we were like, again, a clown car.
I think we only have three drills. Yeah.
And it was really funny, and that's how you kind of get to know somebody through their personalities too, because he would just say something funny, walk away. But I'm like, David is the same as Greg. And the best part was one day, not that long ago too, I've seen it before, but I sent it. Greg comes in from outside and he's wearing the elastic, you know, like the sweatband with the fucking flashlight on it. And that night David went to Ace Hardware and he sent me a picture. He's like, Jennifer, look what I found on clearance. And it was a beanie with the flashlight in it. And I take it. And I'm like, I swear they know. And I send it to Judy. I'm like, guess who just got this? Like, it's just so funny. And we just laugh about it because they're our husbands and they're just, we love them. But sometimes we're like, oh my God. And they're oh my God.
Yes. Yeah.
Greg also, they were in the process last year of kind of just really kind of thinning out some of the stuff that had been really sitting there for a while and or in the beginning of this year. And so I'm like, are we finally going to tackle these 14 bins of paperwork?
Yes.
And you guys did. And they did. And it took 8 years. 8 years.
Yeah.
And by the way, when I say that, they still were getting rid of paperwork and stuff. I would see you in the office with your piles of shred or you'd have the shredders. So it's like, I don't know where this paperwork's coming from. But again, it's the clown car.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this summer or maybe just before the summer, we just finished with the last paperwork. So, and we had been carrying that paperwork. So Greg went to medical school like 25 years ago. I went to law school 25 years ago.
So it's totally current.
And there's a lot of paper in both of those schools. And so we had just kind of been carrying it with us because, like, what do you do with it? And I mean, boxes upon boxes. I mean, you know, you saw, it's like every time we thought we were done, but I do think we're actually done now. I think
I really believe you are too. I hope you are.
I think so. And you've talked about this on your podcast before about homework, and you do give homework. I can attest to that as a client. And sometimes I do the homework and sometimes I don't. Mm-hmm. But you were like,
you do it more often than you don't.
I do. Yeah.
Most people do not do it at all. And then I have like one person will be like, I did one thing you said. And I'm like, I'll take it.
But you're great about it. You're like, okay, I'm going to take this to donation. You're going to take this to whatever. And you're going to go through this box. And then I go, and I'm really good at following directions.
Yeah.
Assuming that like my household is not chaotic, I can do it. But I said to Greg that night, I was like, okay, it must have been March-ish, maybe. I don't remember. April. And I was like, Jennifer said we have to go through these two boxes. And we had two. It was like our final boxes. One of mine, one of his.
Yes.
And he was like, fine. And we sat outside. They were outside. They were big. They were like the Costco.
Yeah, they were the big Costco-like bins. And they sat outside. So I knew she wasn't lying because she sent me a picture. She's like, we're ready to like tackle this. And then what was the next thing?
We did it. And Greg is like, I will get this done. You tell Jennifer, I will get this done. Even if I get West Nile virus, I'm still getting this done.
They were getting bit, eaten alive.
17 mosquito bites.
I see the next picture is like a bottle of the bug spray and stuff. And I'm like, they do listen.
And we did it. And
they did it. And I was dying. I'm like, I pray I never forget that story because it was just so funny. I will do this through the West Nile. And then he like, you're like, Greg said he totally has West Nile. Like, don't go around.
I'm like, we finish. Greg has West Nile.
Yeah.
Oh
my gosh. Their house is huge, and they'd have, it's huge in terms of it's a single story, but there's all these like closets and doors. And so I think that's where the clown car comes in. Cause you think, oh, this is the one closet. And then there's no three more around the corner. So I think some of that was coming out of these nooks and crannies that they have, but I was so proud of them. Because I'm like, if I look at these bins again, I'm just going to do it. And they're like, no, you can't touch it. I'm like, I want to, please.
I mean, and the thing is that like most of it did go to shred.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I would say there were like a few things that sure. were keepsakes, maybe like photos or like
yeah.
just a few things that like we definitely wouldn't have wanted to dump.
And what's like, what's him and along with almost every other man's collection of is...
Oh, cords.
Yeah.
Cords.
This guy, I mean, so on top of just having the normal amount of manly garage cord boxes, which is usually about two big ones with cords that one day they're going to use. He had like 18 more because he kept them from the 25 years prior. We're like, we don't have flip phones anymore. We don't have the Nextel walkie talkies anymore. You can part with it.
I mean, I think we might have a box of those, but I did label them recently, like retired electronics. So that way, like, yeah,
fancy.
They're all in one bin. Like,
that's fancy.
Because sometimes the kids are like, do you have a BlackBerry? Did you have a BlackBerry? And I was like, yeah, go in that bin. But I mean, I feel like I'm not ready to get rid of those yet. But yeah, the cords, cables, what like those, like he finally reached a turning point, I think maybe a year ago, where he was like, okay, fine, you're right. We can get rid of these cords.
Yeah.
I actually don't know where they go, so we can get rid of them.
See?
So
our caterpillar's turning into a butterfly. I love it. So that's kind of how we met, we bond. And you know, I've talked about too, you know, going through people's stuff and being in someone's house is very vulnerable and very, and we're going to talk about some other factors there, but I did see the evolution of Judy as well. So at first it was, don't touch this, don't touch this, don't touch this. This is what you can touch. And then over the years, I'm ready. You know, I could see the evolution of, you know, some of the stuff you're still, you know, and that's okay. You don't have to get rid of everything. There's nobody's saying you can't have anything. It's just what you're using versus, you know, that kind of thing. But I've definitely seen the evolution with you as well. Like before you'd be dead set on, you know, don't touch this. We're not getting rid of any of this. And now it's like, you know, and you have three kids.
Yeah.
How old are your kids?
14, 12, and almost 10. Yeah.
He was...
When you met me, he was
six,
five, yeah.
Yeah. And it was funny because I hadn't seen him in a while because usually the kids are at school when I'm there, right?
Yeah.
And then he was home or there was a day. Anyways, and I'm like, oh my God, you're so tall. Like he looks like a man.
I know.
He's like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like he, you know, but he's like so tall. He's taller than you, isn't he?
Yeah. He's probably taller than you. Yeah. He's tall.
He's tall.
He's like, he's still growing. Hopefully.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, I'm only 5'2" and a half, so it's not
that
hard.
Oh, he's definitely taller.
Yeah, yeah, he's like 5'7".
I'm 5'7".
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, but he was like, and you had him come help us. We were doing a couple things.
Oh,
and
Yeah,
remember?
Oh, the garden hoses. Remember that? Was that?
Yes.
He was doing the garden hoses.
Yeah, so I was like, he was helping, but he was like also trying to make some money. I love it.
Yeah.
Because did you ever get an allowance as a kid?
I did.
What was your allowance?
So my allowance was my age every other week. So like, for example, when I was like 10 years old, I would get $10 every other week or $5 a week.
Okay. My mom, once I was driving. I don't remember getting money before I started driving as an allowance. I know I babysat. So I think when I think about what they charge now versus what I made, I mean, I would babysit all day, like a brand new baby for like $20.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like just, and now it's like, I will take $40.
Really yeah.
And it was like, I'll take $40 an hour plus breaks, plus vacation, right.
plus food
and a car. And you're like, what? But I remember my mom, once I got my car, she gave me $12 a week because she said, I know that's a tank of gas.
Yeah.
And you can get to and from school. Everything else, you're on your own. So I don't really know that I got an allowance. She just wanted to make sure I got to school so she didn't have to take me anymore.
But did you have to do stuff around the house?
I did.
Because like, we had jobs. Like,
oh,
we
I had jobs, but I didn't get paid for it.
Okay. So my job growing up was, which is funny because I still do this today, is I had to set the table.
Okay.
And we always had dinner together, the four of us.
Every night?
Every night.
Wow. Yeah. That's actually really great.
Yeah, every night. I mean,
unless
we had a sports game or something. Right. But yeah, every night. And then I had to clear the table, wash all the dishes, and we'll rinse them and then put them in the dishwasher. So that was my every night. And then my brother had jobs too. I think he was like trash, daily trash, the weekly cans, all that. I mean, so it was something. It wasn't like...
Yeah, I had to do them, but I don't think I got any money for it.
Yeah, and there's something that you don't know about me. I don't think I've ever told you this, is that my mom is kind of a neat freak. Have I ever told you that?
No.
Yeah, growing up, my parents' house, and even to this day, my mom's kind of a neat freak, but she had a rule, which was, for me and my brother, don't leave your stuff around the house. You can leave your room as clean or messy as you would like, but don't leave your stuff around the house. And so we never did. And my room was like a war zone growing up. That's probably not a surprise to you. It was like a war zone.
I did not. I'm not shocked. Just kidding.
And then my brother was a little neater than
he was. Neater.
He's a germaphobe. There's like a, and it's not a secret. Like he's an admitted germaphobe. So
sure.
Like when I would set the table, like I couldn't put ice in his glass because we had like, you know, the.
Yes.
You had to like.
You had to actually.
And,
yes.
Yeah. And so
never came out and you're like hitting it. And,
right. And your hand is all over it. So he was just like, no.
He's like,
no,
why don't you just lick your hand and put it in there?
Right. Once the ice maker came, then I could, you know, put the ice in his glass. But so that was like, I grew up like with a very messy room. And
And you liked stuff. I've seen her. She still has memories from those days.
I do.
She does. I'm like, oh, okay. But I also grew up with I don't have a lot of memories except like more so. And I've said this before, like once I lived with my uncle and like junior high school. So I just don't remember having I didn't have like keepsakes from my my childhood.
Yeah. I pared it down though. I mean, so I was born in Michigan. I don't even know if you know that.
I do know that because you went there. You just went there last year.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
Yes. I did just go back.
But
yes,
like a wedding or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It was a bar mitzvah, my friend's son's bar mitzvah. Yeah. But same thing basically these days. So like I had maybe one box of stuff. Like I came here when I was 8, and then my parents moved out of my childhood home like around 25 years ago. And my mom said to me like, okay, we're moving. We're not taking your stuff with us. So if you want it, come get it. Right.
Oh shit.
And so I took, that's why I have all that stuff. Like, you know, and so
how'd you
like,
go get it? You drove out there?
No. This was in LA.
Oh, got it.
So we moved to LA when I was 8.
I was thinking they made you go to Michigan and get the crap.
No.
Treasures.
Yeah, I mean, keepsakes. So I took all my stuff. And at the time I was in law school. So I'm like, okay, I'll just take everything. And that's how I like acquired it. And then kind of like the same thing. Greg was a little bit different. He he doesn't have, his stuff is basically from like college on, like all that stuff. I don't think he has a ton of stuff.
I don't remember seeing a lot of memory stuff.
We have it now. He's been given some of it now. Like, he's a classically trained pianist and he's done like a lot of, you probably didn't know that, but it doesn't surprise you probably. But so he did a lot. He won a lot of awards when he was in high school. And so we have like those like, recordings and like the
award.
He won like a lot of competitions. He doesn't play anymore. I mean, he knows how to play, obviously, but he doesn't play anymore.
Why doesn't he just do that? Quit his day job.
I know, seriously. but
with his light on his forehead.
So that's how like we had, that's the kind of like how we had so much stuff. And in the early, I mean, there's also, I think you also know this too. It was like when we first, like I lived in a tiny little apart. At the time, I lived in this tiny little apartment in Santa Monica. Did you know that?
Yes.
And it was like a one bedroom rent controlled apartment.
I don't think I knew it was one bedroom. I knew it was rent controlled though.
And then Greg moved in with me.
Oh shit.
Yeah. We rented a storage for all of his stuff.
Oh shit. He needed two storages just for his books and cords.
Yeah. Yeah. All of that stuff. I mean, it was like, anyway, so that's like the evolution is he had that stuff from like school to med school. To like, it just came and we never like found the time to get rid of it. But I am proud that we have finally gotten rid of.
I'm very proud because I thought you were taking that to the last, when the light was coming to get you and take you off the earth. You're like, hold on. I mean, got some bins to go through.
Yeah. But you talk about the evolution. And I think that like, I've sort of had my own like Marie Kondo. Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Of not the clothes. Like I know her thing with clothes is like, if it doesn't bring you joy, my thing that I've sort of like my barometer is, will I care about this on my deathbed? Which is like so twisted, but I feel like, I look at stuff, you know, and I'm like, will I really care about this on my deathbed? And then the other thing is like, do I really want to burden my children with this?
Yeah.
You know, because.
Yeah. And that's conversations I have with people, which is funny now. And we don't want to talk about it because it's not going to happen for another 50 years. We know this. We're going to live forever. But I see people panicking about a little bit older and they're like, my kids, because they're like, I don't want any of this crap. And they're like, I can't leave all this stuff.
Yeah. Because we remember my aunt, we did that for my aunt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I know. She, yeah, so I mean, know my aunt and just. For the listeners, my aunt had lived in the same house for 50 years.
Oh, yeah.
And her husband died kind of suddenly. Yeah. Like, not suddenly, but like.
Yeah, it was, I mean.
It was pretty quick. He was injured and then he never recovered from it.
They had a lot of stuff.
They had some 50 years worth of stuff.
50 years worth of stuff. And I don't really think a lot of it was ever really got. I mean, I'm sure the basics was got rid of. If like old furniture broke. But otherwise, I think everything was. There.
Yeah. And she had rooms of like stuff, gifts, just stuff. And you were, I mean, I was obviously like, of like, there was no one else that could do that except you, but it was like a huge house.
It was. It is. Yeah. It was. And then the people that bought it, they totally mucked it up. It was like,
have you seen it lately? Do you see the next door neighbor? They have that ugly white fence and now the next door neighbor has a black fence. Have you seen that?
I just saw that when I was taking Charlotte home from art and I was like, what is happening? Like right after the house sold and her aunt went into, was in like a, you know, a care facility or whatever. And right after, within like, let's say a month or a month to my eyes, and I'm driving by and they put up this godforsaken, like this horrible fence.
Like a glass fence.
Like a glass fence to not a house that would need a glass fence. Yeah. I mean, it was just, and I was like, Judy, I text her. I was like, what's going on? She's like, I just saw that.
I think
like,
David texted me actually about it too.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, because I think he might've even told me and I was like, oh my God. And then now I keep seeing it. And I'm like, her poor house. Like,
and do you know what the house is now? Did I tell you?
No. A drug house? A porn house?
Yes. Yes. No, it's the opposite. It's a detox center.
Oh, shut up. Because, really?
And the funny thing is like, it kind of makes sense. Like it is, it's also a one story with like a lot of different rooms.
Yeah.
And I think they probably turned that like, you know, that terrible room that you made so amazing like that. It's not, I think it was like originally a garage, like that accessory room.
Oh, yeah,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
that
yes, like, yes.
It was like that wood paneled weird room off the kitchen.
Off the kitchen. I think they called it the game room or something.
Yeah, it was, I think originally, like there was, well, I think there was a video game in there.
Yeah.
But anyways, I think it's like a detox. It is, no, it's, I mean, their sign says like I'm not going to promote it here, but it has like the name on the on the outside. And I Googled it and it was like a detox center, which is perfect because it's like on a busy street. And it's like, I wouldn't want to live on a busy street,
God, no.
Especially with kids. Just like,
no.
I mean, that's probably why they put up that big fence. But like to be on a busy street. And that street, people fly down that street. There's so many accidents.
So many, those people who have to park on the street. I think about this too on Topanga, where those condos are. Yeah. And like those, you see, I see
smash car. Yeah.
Yeah, smash cars. Yeah,
well, my uncle's car was smashed there one time.
Really?
He used to park on the street. Oh. And he, yeah, his car got smashed.
Yeah. And then, no one cares. They just hit your car and go.
Keep on going.
Yeah. And mushed. Yeah, that was, yeah, she was a collector too, but I just assumed your mom was.
So my mom is a collector, but she's like an organized collector.
Okay.
Okay. So if you go to her house and her big things are like, she collects jewelry. She loves jewelry. It's all organized, like costume jewelry and real jewelry. But it's all organized. Like she has everything like in cases, on stands. Oh, I just hit the microphone. Sorry.
It's okay.
And my mom, she's totally organized.
Okay.
She's very organized. Okay. But yeah, she collects like little trinkets and stuff, but it's not like it's organized.
Yeah. Yeah. Your aunt, she would have me help her even before all of this, And I would go in the garage and basically just put shit in bins. And she would be like talking to her daughter, telling her, oh, Jennifer's here to do. And I could hear her saying like, just get rid of it. She's like, no, you never know. And her daughter was like, no, I could hear her in the background. Like, no, I don't want any of this. And so it's like that situation where you're saying, I don't want to leave it for my kids because some of this stuff. And I say this on the last few podcasts too, is just conversations, even with clients on a regular, I'm like, because the fires were so prominent this last year, it's like,
yeah.
If you're yelling fire, more than half the shit, even if you had an hour to pack up your car, which you usually do not, but maybe you do if you're, you know, some people hear about a fire, they pack it up, they might not even be close to it. You're not packing up some of that shit.
No. I mean, we have like a few select boxes that we're like for sure taking.
Of course.
But we're getting, I mean, like when that happens, we're getting out fast.
Yeah.
I mean, we're taking like our kids, our dog, we're out.
Oreo.
So I know she's.
Oreo. Yeah. So, yeah. So that, yeah, the house and that was just funny, but I've helped you with a couple projects that are, you know, but I have seen the evolution of you and I see this with certain clients, not all, there's some that are really just, but I have seen the evolution. It is very, you know, it's some people say it's kind of intrusive to go into somebody's house. Like, you know, they're nervous when I get there. Not that I'm like going through and like, you know, oh, look what you have. It's, I really don't see what it is like. Each thing, I just see the picture, like walking in and I'll just look and go, okay, this is going to take about this time. I'm not like dissecting everything until I'm really in there. And then I might be like, do you want this? But I know they're very vulnerable. And I think in the beginning you had a lot going on. And I think I was just like, oh, we're never getting rid of anything. And then the evolution, a year passed, a couple years passed, and you'd start to kind of break away. And you realize too, you don't, and if you ever move, if you ever, anything, you downsize, you know, one day the kids aren't going to be in the house. You guys don't need, you know, whatever. You're like, I don't need to pay a mover to move this crap I don't really even care about, you know? And that's, it doesn't matter if you're a millionaire, it doesn't matter. It's just like more stuff to take with you. But you've definitely, and Greg did good.
We've come a long way.
You guys have come a long way.
We're a work in progress. I mean, the papers are gone, but we still have, we still have a lot of stuff. I mean,
yeah, you do. Yeah.
You know, I know you're thinking like, what about those two Instapots that
you don't use?
We do. I mean,
one of them, but not two.
Some.
You don't have backup. The other day I was at a house. They had 8 waffle makers. What? No. Well, we sometimes, no.
The mini dash or like a full size?
4 minis and 4 full.
No, I have like, I don't have a full. I mean, I have like 4 minis, but you know, they're different shapes. And
yeah. We have 3 kids and they all love waffles and.
Yeah. And I can make 4 at one time.
Yeah. You don't have to do one at a time on a little thing. I get it. But I'm just like, and those are fine. Minis is equivalent to 1. But
yeah.
I'm like, who's making that many waffles? And how often? You're definitely not doing it on a school day. Or maybe you are because you.
I mean, not recently. I have in the past, but not.
One time. Yeah. So Charlotte is very picky and, you know, her daughter was, Judy's daughter was very, I don't know if she was picky or not, but she was in school and she had the little bento boxes. And one day we were talking, I was at her house and she was making lunch for the next day. and she's putting, this is Judy, she's cutting. Well, first of all, she taught me that I can cut those mini peppers with kitchen scissors. I never did that before, but yes, you did it. I would always cut it. And I was like, this, I watched her. I'm like, you just blew my mind. But in her daughter, who's the same age as Charlotte, who is, so, Charlotte is so picky. I don't know if Mimi is still picky.
She's less picky.
Less picky. She's cutting up like the little mini peppers, you know, the red and the orange and the yellow, which I think are amazing. She had like salami that she was like making into like a little flour and like fucking little cheeses. And she's, and I'm looking and I'm going, here's me, ranch chicken nuggets, ranch chicken nuggets.
I mean, don't get me wrong, my kids will all eat ranch and chicken nuggets, but
I was blown, my mind was blown. I was like, you had like little cherry tomatoes. I'm like, will you make me this lunch? Because I want it. Because Charlotte would, oh, I just thought it was so funny. But I was like, she taught me how to use kitchen scissors.
Oh my God, genius.
I use it on so many things now.
You can use it on pizza too.
Yeah.
You know that?
I just started doing that.
Yeah, I love it. Those scissors, I have like a whole set and I use all of them. And
I really do love the kitchen scissors now, but that's all you. Because I would just barely use it. Like barely. Like I just think I had them because people had them in their set. Well, but now I have like four.
Well, I feel like people use them used to be like for like butchering type stuff. Like, I know you don't cook meat. I know that. But yeah, like to like cut through like chicken or beef. Yeah. But I, And well, here's the cool thing. Now I don't have to cut the peppers. I can just give them whole now and they can eat around that stem.
Even better.
Yeah.
I mean, even better. I know.
Yeah. Especially like. Yeah, I used to cut them all. But
I remember you. I was like, David, Judy just taught me something without really teaching me. But I want to just say something about your mom at your party, at your birthday party this summer.
Yes.
Your mom gravitated to David and it was really? So cute. Yeah. You had a couple.
Had she met him before?
I think she had met him. I'm thinking.
Was it the wig?
Maybe it was the wig.
Okay.
I don't know. But she was like sitting with him. She had her arm like around him.
Really?
And we were sitting at the one round, you know, one of the round tables, right? We're sitting there and we're watching. The piano people were just so awesome. And we were just like listening and singing, whatever. And your mom comes over and David says, hi, have a seat. And he pulled out a chair for her because she was kind of just standing there. He's like, sit down. And he knew it was your mom. So I'm assuming maybe at one point they met. But your mom, we haven't seen her. I mean, I've met her once before. I think maybe twice.
Yeah.
And your dad. But and she's sitting there. She has her arm on his chair. And then she has her arm, like, not on his leg, but then they're talking the whole time. I look over like, hello,
hello. I did not know this.
Oh, yeah. It was so funny. And I'm like, I think you have a new friend. And then your dad came over and he's standing behind her and David's talking, of course, to him too. And I was just laughing so hard because your mom just sitting there with her hand. And I was like, oh my God, it was actually very cute. But but it was funny because I'm like, is anyone going to talk to me?
Oh my God. But you've met my parents before.
I've met them before. I've met them.
It's been a while.
Yeah. I've met them for their party. I've met them probably like 3 or 4 times quick, but their party one, I met them because I was there longer. They came another time and they were doing something and I've just seen them in passing. Like they had come into town as I was leaving kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, if David met him, it was a long time ago, but your mom just
said. I feel like maybe.
It was very cute though.
About the party, this is what I will say. I know obviously you're a professional home organizer, but for those of you who throw parties, Jennifer has amazing space planning background. Did I say that correctly?
Yeah.
And so she has helped me like organize the space of the parties, like where to put the the sitting tables, where to put like the food tables, the bar, this and that. And so
I think
there were a few years when I had like a lot of family parties.
You did. You were doing a lot
of. And I was like, can you please come help me with these parties?
Yeah.
And so.
But you'd set it up great though.
No, but you always like, I put things out there and then you come in and just like.
You guys, finish. This is the person, if you've seen the pictures and you know, all of my decorations I borrowed from Judy from her party to my party because I loved her so much. And then I was like, well, I don't really want to do this part. I do a lot of things, but there's certain things I'm like, I don't have the bandwidth. Like I do, but I don't have, you know.
No reason to reinvent the wheel. That's the thing.
And it was so great. And I was so thankful. And even though the party had some, you know, weather hiccups, but you know, whatever, everything survived, I think for the most part. And, but yeah, it was really great. But Judy, I love her dearly and I've helped her a lot. And there's so many stories to talk about. I want to ask is, do you feel now, because, and you can be honest, like, do I come to help you because you can't do it? Because I feel like you're pretty organized when I'm not there. Or do you, is
What's
it just
the second half of your question?
And is it, or is it because, is it just because like you don't want, not necessarily you don't want to do it, but you've picked up a lot of the stuff that I've taught or done. And you're like, oh, I see what you did. I try to do a Jennifer, or, you know, there's certain things and you've really, I mean, some of the stuff you do, I'm like, this looks amazing.
No, you've taught me.
But do
me
you
well.
Think that, but do you think that it's just the idea of like extra set of hands, like going through, or is it that you need the organizer to come in and tell, like, I need to tell you like how to do stuff? Cause I feel like you've nailed that now.
I feel like it's some of both, yeah. You know, because some of it is like maybe I wasn't ready to get rid of something, or I wasn't ready to like redecorate or rearrange, mm-hmm. or, you know. And so some of it is like, okay, I know I have this stuff. I need to like rearrange, get rid of, do that.
Right.
So some of it is that. And then some of it is like, you're an awesome person. And we usually spend the first like good 45 minutes just talking.
Oh, just talking.
Which you never charge me for. So thank you.
Because I love talking to you. So I could talk to you forever and not even just work. I just stand there and we just talk. And then sometimes we'll move rooms. Like,
and we move rooms. We usually do a walkthrough. I'm like, okay, follow me. And I'll be like, okay. And then you'll be like, ooh, where'd you get that? And I'll be like, oh my God, go to Ross, which is my favorite store, by the way.
Which is her favorite store. And it's so funny because she'll be like, do you know where I got it? In the beginning, I'd be like, no, where? And she'd tell me, now it's just like, you got this at Ross? Isn't that their slogan? Got it at Ross?
Yeah.
I feel like it is. And she loves Ross, which is so funny because to me, that store, I love the idea of those stores like TJ Maxx. TJ Maxx of the three, of Marshall's, Home Goods, and TJ Maxx. TJ Maxx is my least favorite in terms of the organizing and finding stuff. I feel like that's just a bomb. But I feel like Ross is a bomb. And you're like, oh, no, I feel like it's so great.
It's like my therapy.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's how I feel about Home Goods or Marshall's. That's my therapy. It's great.
I mean, I
save a lot of money on a therapist.
Oh, my gosh. But I mean, it used to be like when I was a poor student, like the dollar store was my therapy, right? I'd walk in with $20 and feel like a million bucks.
But now, four bags. Now you can buy two things.
Including groceries, right?
Exactly.
And now Ross is like that for me. It's, I mean, it's just like if I have an hour to kill, I might go into Ross. Like, and almost all Rosses are organized in the same way.
Yes, they
like,
are. They are.
In terms of like the departments or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, but yeah, I just, yeah, I love Ross. But we do get stuck. We do get stuck talking about things. But to circle back to your question, I would say it's 50-50. Sometimes I really need your professional expertise to help me with something. And then maybe I'm going to say 30-30-30. Or 1/3, 1/3, 1/3. I need your professional expertise still, even after 9 years. Some of it is also like, I just don't want to do it. And
yeah.
So I need you to do it for me because I trust you and you know what I like and don't like. And
yeah,
I just need help.
Or she'll call me and she's like, or actually I would say she'll call me. She'll text me a picture of a dumpster and say, when are you free this week?
That too. Do you have any cancellations?
Do you have any cancellations? Yeah. And I see the dumpster. I'm like, oh, she's ready.
Yeah.
She's ready. She gets, I don't know, a couple times a year, I feel you get this, or at least once a year, for sure once a year, maybe more. You'll just,
more.
I got a dumpster, Jennifer. What are we doing? Okay, I'm ready. I love it.
Yeah, I love the dumpster.
Dumpsters.
I mean, I think I give Greg
plus
a heart attack.
Plus, we also hide some stuff from Greg in that dumpster because he doesn't always go in there.
No, especially carpets. He hates that I throw away carpets, but like they get gross and I do clean them if I can.
Yeah, of course. But sometimes you can't.
He's like, oh God, you're just going to go to Ross and buy another carpet.
Yes, I am, Greg. You don't know me. I want to ask you, and I think I know the answer to this, but I refresh me. I remember, how long have you and Greg known each other? Because you guys lived in the apartment in Santa Monica. That was one bedroom. You guys were just dating, right?
Yeah. We were seriously dating.
Yeah. But what year, how long were you guys together before you got married? Or how long have you been together? Whatever you want.
Yeah, we've been together. That's a really good question. Almost 19 years.
Do you want me to use my fingers?
No, I know the years. We met in 2007, May of 2007.
Okay.
Yeah, we met online. It's not a secret.
Yeah.
We met on jdate.com.
So many people have.
Yeah. I mean, when you have like two busy, I mean, he was a resident still, but very busy. And he was in Orange County. And
that's right.
I still don't know how I met him. He was living in Huntington Beach and I was living in Santa Monica.
In his paper bins, I remember seeing his, and I was like, he lived in Orange County.
Yes.
That's how long we carried those papers around.
Yes, yes. And yeah, and then I think we moved in we moved in pretty quickly, I would say, but we got engaged after 2 years, which is kind of long. I mean, when we met, he was almost 30 and I was almost 32. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm older. I didn't know that.
David, I'm 6 months older than David. He's like, yeah, I got a cougar. You're moron.
Yeah, I really say. Yeah, Greg. And like, even like at our wedding, I was 35 and he was still 32 because it was like the month in between our birthdays. So yeah, he's older.
I didn't know he was younger. I mean, not much. It's like, it's a hiccup. It's nothing. It doesn't matter. I don't give a shit. But I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, especially at we look the same age. Yeah, some people think he's older. He's more mature than I am. That's for sure. But, we dated for 2 years and then we got engaged and then we got married, like a year later. So
you've been married since what year did you get married?
Since, 2010. Yeah.
Hold on.
Yes, May of 2010.
Oh, yeah. And your son's 14. So that makes sense. Yes.
Yeah. And and then Sam was born like a month before our first anniversary. So.
Oh, my gosh. That's so crazy. It's great. I love it. Let's say 5 clients, that most of my clients are Jewish. You know this. I've told you.
A lot of them are.
I feel like I'm Jewish by default just because I'm like, what are we celebrating this month?
You've had some religious clients. You've learned a lot.
I've learned a lot. Yeah. So it's so funny because they're like, oh, we met on J-Date. And I'm like, Judy, met her. Yes. They don't know who Judy is. I feel like you guys all know each other.
We probably know people who know people.
At the temple or something. I just feel like I'm Jewish by default. I really do. I feel like, and the bread is so good and it's all good. And they have fun things that we don't have and, you know, like do fun like Halloween stuff, but it's called like prim.
Yes, yes. And our dress up.
Yeah, Halloween. I just love it. I'm always like, what are we doing? What are we celebrating, guys? Yeah. Like, tell me. Because we're just like, Halloween. You know,
we do have some fun holidays with some good food.
Yeah, too. Good food. Yeah. Yeah, I know. And every day or every Friday is Shabbat. And a lot of times I'm at clients' houses. I'm like, what time is the stuff going to start cooking? So I can walk by real quick before I leave. Yes. I love it. So I wanted to ask one other thing about you and Greg. So he was a resident when you guys. Okay. So he. Where did he go to school, though? Was it in Orange County or was it up north?
Oh, at that time, he was a resident. So, he was at UCI.
But where did he, did he go to medical school up north?
No. So
down here.
This is the funny thing I didn't tell you. We both went to UC San Diego. Did you know that?
I didn't know he did. Yeah, we both went.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. We never met there.
So well, you were 2 years
I was
older.
A little older, right? I was older. So, and we were in different colleges, obviously, because he was in
like
a more.
I didn't know
he was
there. I knew you did.
Yeah. We would have overlapped. Well, so here's the thing. We only would have overlapped a little bit because he would have started my third year and I was abroad for the year. And so we wouldn't have met. But when I came back, we could have maybe met. So
I feel like you have the life of 7 people in terms of prior to kids. Still with kids, but it's different, right? But you're like a lawyer.
Yes.
A real estate agent. Not anymore,
I have a license.
But you have a license, but you know what I mean? You're not, but like these are things you also, we're going to talk about like own business. Like you have so many things that I was abroad. Oh, I live down here. Some people don't ever leave and do anything. And you've done like 40 different jobs.
Yeah. And I had a job before and during law school too. I worked at the same place for like 7-8 years.
What?
Yeah. You probably didn't know that. Although I still have some remnants of stuff hanging around from there.
I probably don't know what it is. And I'm like, oh, that's what it is. She also has friends. She's kind of like me in this way where we have friends from like, you go further back. I think you have friends from kindergarten, right? Or you know people.
So because I came here when I was 8.
Oh, okay. Not kindergarten.
Oh, I don't think we talked about that yet. Did we? No, we didn't talk about that yet. So because we came here, I have a few friends from like the before I came to LA. But 2 of my best friends today are girls that I met in my 3rd grade class when I moved here.
That's right. So, I love it.
Yeah. 2 girls who one of them I just like, she lives in Atlanta now. I just went to visit her over Thanksgiving and then one lives here.
You did?
Yeah.
That's so weird. I haven't talked to you for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. We were in Atlanta for the week.
All of you guys?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, because this is like the year of everyone turning 50, right? And so what happened, quick story, at my 50th birthday party, right after, I injured my knee. And so, and I had knee surgery. It was a very complicated knee surgery. And so, but right around the time of the surgery was my friend's 50th, and I couldn't go. So I was like, and she did like a girls' spa weekend in Arizona. And it was like 2 days after my surgery. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to come visit you at home and I'll bring everyone. So it was great.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's good. Yeah, everybody is turning 50. Damn 50.
I know. I mean, everyone this year.
Everybody's turning 50. Oh my gosh.
Except David and Greg.
Yeah, it's just crazy to think that 50, remember when you were younger and you're like, you're 40 or so old and 50, you were dead.
Yeah, well, I tell this great story, which is my mom went to Taft. She was class of 65. And I remember her 20th reunion, she was like, she got this T-shirt that said like Taft High School. For those of you listening, it's in Woodland Hills. But it said class of 65. And I remember at her reunion, and this would have been like an 85.
Yeah.
And she would have been 38 at the time. Yeah, 20 plus 18. And I remember saying to her, Mom, I don't think you should wear that shirt. And I'm 10. Okay, so we have almost 10-year-olds, you know. And she's like, why? I'm like, everyone's going to know how old you are. And she was only 38.
Also, they do know. They do know.
And she was like,
I don't think you should wear that shirt. I love it.
I know. She's like, oh my gosh. Gee,
that is so funny.
But to answer your question, I do have another big group of girlfriends, too, that I've had forever.
I love that you have your knit of girls, and you do, you know, you talk about them. I know all of them. A lot of them live, you know, in the area.
Some of them have your clients. Some of them have been your clients.
You've recommended me to them. I know them. I know their moms. Like, I mean, whatever. I'm so appreciative. You know that. But I just love that you have those connections. I think those are not as... I think they're a little more rare than we, kind of take advantage of. Not us, but just in general, people to hold on to people. Like, I mean, Kim, 8 years old, we met.
Yeah.
We met eight, and, I loved her and have hated her a million times. I love her dearly.
She's awesome. I loved meeting her at your party, by the way.
Yeah, she's great, but it's just so special. Erica, we met when we were 12, and it's like, you treasure those. I mean, you don't see them and talk to them as much as, you thought back, but it's like, I treasure that, and I love that about you, because I just think it kind of shows the person you are, just to hang on to those, and your friends want to be friends with you still.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, it's kind of both ways. Yeah. Like, well, I still want to talk to Judy. Yeah. I still want to talk to Jennifer, and seeing all those people show up from your party and they flew and, it's very special. And that was the one thing I did like about having a party. I'll never have another party, just so you know.
Oh, I mean, you're going to have another one.
I don't think so.
When I do my 60th, you're going to have all the decorations.
Make them good, Judy. Make them good.
Jennifer, when is David picking these up?
When can David come and get them? So I want to just say, we're going to kind of segue into a couple different things, but I wanted just to make sure, because I mean, I literally could talk to you probably for a week and maybe take a pee break and that's it. But there's just so many things to touch on. And I know there's so much more to touch on, and we are going to do that in a second. But I just wanted to make sure that, because my brain works amazing, I always have that 10,000 things in my head. And sometimes I forget what I wanted to talk to you about, or ask you about, in that what we were talking about, your friends are just special. Everything's good. I think we're going to take a pause there and for a minute, and we're going to come back, and I'm just going to chat with Judy about some different things. So give me a second. 2 minutes. Part two is coming up. Can't wait to talk to you more. Thank you. Bye.
That's a wrap on today's episode of Unpacking with Jennifer. I hope you're walking away with a little inspiration and a few practical tips to make life at home just a little bit easier. If you love the episode, be sure to subscribe so you never miss a new one. And if you found it helpful, I'd love if you left a quick review. It helps more moms like us find the show. This episode was engineered by Robert Altshuler. Music by Coldfire. Recorded and mixed at Command Recording Studios.